paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
August in 2020, I moved in with my aunt and uncle to an insanely small rural town in California. When I first moved there, a friend of mine had made it a point to show me that someone could drive across the whole town within 5 minutes. And at the time, I didn't realize how important that fact would become to the safety of me and my loved ones. My best friend Haley and I, her 17 and me being 18 years old at the time, were hanging out at a park that was about a 5 to 10 minute walk from where I lived. And I say park because there were a few tables and benches, and it was technically known as a town park. But in reality, it was more a small grass clearing surrounded by woods and a dirt trail near the bank of a river. I had started to frequent this place after moving, walking down to the benches and trail to smoke or sit by the water. I had never really noticed any suspicious characters before this, even though I had plenty warned about a couple creepers that were in the area known for bothering young girls. Haley and I had been smoking for a bit unbothered in the clearing when we decided to finish our little trip with exploring the trail a little bit and just taking in all the scenery. We had been walking and talking for about 5 minutes when I started to get this tension in my shoulders, like that feeling you get when you know someone is looking at you.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
I looked behind us, and there was a man on the trail with us. Granted, this path is pressed right against the side wall of a gated community, so seeing people going on walks and jogging was fairly common. I told my friend of the man's presence, but she had just written it off as me being anxious. But she had a good point that I tend to be a bit hyper-aware at times, but something about the man felt wrong in my gut. We kept walking, and I would periodically look back and keep tabs on the dark-haired, middle-aged man walking about 50 feet behind us. After not too long at all, the man started picking up pace behind us. Calm, casual walking became more of a speed walk, and I turned around completely and started walking backwards to try and communicate to this man that I was completely aware of his presence. He had moved toward the side of the trail, looking like he was about to walk through the brush down to the river. I felt a bit stupid for being so worried. Turning back around, I resumed walking forward but glanced back one more time to be sure that he was gone. As I looked behind us for the last time, I saw the man in a full sprint, charging back onto the trail straight toward me and Haley. I grabbed her sleeve with one hand and pulled out my pocket knife with the other. I can't remember what I said to her, but we started sprinting down the trail as fast as we could. I had never gone far down this path and had no idea where it led. The man chasing us was blocking our way back to the clearing in the road. His footsteps on the dirt grew louder, getting closer. I let go of Haley's sleeve to pull out my phone and called my uncle while still running. I told him we were being followed on the trail at the park, but I couldn't give him an exact location. I had never gone much further than the entrance and didn't know where the trail led to. My uncle told me to stay on the phone and make as much noise as possible so he could find us. I let out the loudest, shrillest scream I could muster as we kept running. And finally, we reached the end of the path where an old metal fence surrounded some trees and what looked like an abandoned house or shed. Nearby, we saw the back corner of the outer wall for the gated community, and in that split second, it seemed like our best option. I yanked us off the dirt path and into the trees lining the cement wall. I yelled at Haley to climb as fast as she could, boosting her from the bottom so she could use a tree in the ledge to get over the top. I threw my pocket knife and phone over the wall and somehow scrambled up and over myself as fast as I could. I landed face first onto a neatly trimmed patch of grass inside the gated community, startling a man who had been calmly walking his dog. I became acutely aware of how strange we must have looked, two panicked teenagers yelling and holding a knife, but the man seemed to realize that we were in trouble. He rushed over to ask if we needed help, and while Haley explained the situation, I got back to my phone with my uncle and told him that we had made it into the gated community. And not even a minute later, we heard my uncle shouting from the trail. He yelled threats at the man who had chased us, making it clear that he had a firearm and wasn't afraid to use it. The man with the dog led us to a small access gate along the wall and unlocked it so we could meet my uncle on the trail. My uncle told us that he had driven his car through the park and up to the trail entrance as fast as possible before running to find us. He hadn't seen anyone on his way in. After checking to make sure that we were okay, I retold what had happened in greater detail now that the panic was wearing off. My uncle escorted us back to his car, his firearm in plain sight, ready in case the man showed himself again. We didn't see him on the way back, and I haven't returned to that place since, but for a long time after, I was constantly paranoid that I was being followed whenever I left the house. We were never able to figure out who that man was, and I haven't seen him since that day.
Hey guys, thanks so much for all the support. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, please feel free to do so.
My friend and I decided to go on a late night drive to find this creepy cemetery one night. Great start to a story, I know, but we were bored and in a small town with nothing else to do. After close to 40 minutes of driving, we got to the state park. Now, typically, parks are closed after dark, but these roads were still public access, so they weren't off limits to general drivers. However, we were the only cars on the road at this point, and it was isolated, we thought. The lanes were surrounded by thick trees, and it was dark. No streetlight dark. We're on a narrow dirt lane looking for this cemetery, but we drive by it, unknowingly. The area we were driving through was kind of like a square of roads with only one way in and out. We get to the crossroads, where the road we are on goes straight through, or you can continue back through by a left-only turn. Next to the ditch across the road from us, we see a dark green sedan pulled into the brush. No lights on, no people around it, not an accident from all we could tell. Whatever, kind of weird, but we slowly turned left and began to loop back around looking for the small rows of old headstones again. As we get back around the intersection about 5 minutes later, the green sedan is still pulled off in the bushes. But now, it's not the only vehicle there. There's a big pickup truck, idling in the dark across from us, blocking the straightaway. Now, it had to have come from the other direction, since no other cars passed us or were in front of us or behind us. That was the way we had planned to go, to leave the park, since we hadn't found what we were looking for, but we couldn't pass through.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This truck was in the middle of the road, taking up all the space on either side. At first, we were thinking, this guy's pal probably got his car stuck and called for help. Then this truck guy turns on his headlights, his high beams, and starts revving his engine hard. My friend and I exchange looks, like wondering who's overcompensating for something. And when we turn back, trying to see through the blinding light, we see a silhouette of a big, bulky man. He's standing in front of the truck, hands on his hips, just standing there. We aren't a car's length and a half away from this guy, and there's nowhere to go but left, which we know just leads us back around to the same place. We sit staring at each other for a few moments, trying to decide what to do. My friend starts pulling the car forward at a snail pace, trying to keep as much distance between us and this truck as possible, and we make the left turn. He's just standing there, not moving, looking in our direction. We weren't scared yet, really. But I'm a bit paranoid generally, so I was waiting for him to lunge at the car, throw something at us or something. I don't know, it just really felt off. After we turn, I check the rear view and see the guy holding something as he takes a few steps behind our car in the outline of the light. It's long, barrel-shaped and threatening looking. We peel out of there now, wanting to put distance between us, but forgetting we are stuck in this square of roads. When we get back to about halfway, we begin to see the start of the straightaway in the truck, whose headlights we can still see. We pull off to the side of the road, trying to figure out how we can exactly get out of this situation. I look out the window and see that we are sitting right next to the cemetery we had been looking for, but we are both too freaked to get out now, and we laugh at the irony for a second. Then we see headlights coming from behind us. It's the guy, and it gets closer. We see it's a white SUV, and it slows next to our car. The window rolls down and it's a car full of guys our age. "What are you guys up to out here?" the driver says. "We're just here for a drive." And they say some stuff out of earshot. My friends and I don't have a strong menacing aura, so we hoped we could just send some chill vibes and have them leave us off the hook for whatever was going on. Were they with the truck guy? Because this wasn't truck guy. It was all too weird. We asked if they'd seen a truck ahead, where they had to have driven in, but they said that they hadn't. When we looked back, we noticed the lights from the oncoming direction were gone. They laugh and pull away slowly, telling us to have a good night, and we pull back onto the road and take off for the exit, only looking out the windows long enough to notice that only the sedan was still there. "Sorry, buddy. Hope your car's all right." We made it back to his parents' place without further incident and told them about the encounter, but we couldn't explain what had happened really. It still kind of sounds stupid when I write it out, but something was going on.
Isn't it fun going camping with your friends? The sheer joy of being surrounded by the twinkling stars, indulging in fun-filled activities, exchanging secrets and narrating spine-chilling tales while gathered around a blazing campfire is unparalleled, right? However, what if all this takes a turn for the worse? What if your much-awaited outdoor excursion turns into a living nightmare? Allow me to recount my harrowing experience, where a camping trip with my friends transformed into a spine-tingling ordeal. 7 years ago, as we were cruising down the road in the convertible, Jack suddenly burst out laughing and drew our attention. "Hey, did you see that? Quan just swallowed a bug," he said, still laughing as if he had just delivered the best joke ever, while we all gave him a disapproving look. In response, Quan threw his backpack at Jack in annoyance, making him groan, while he said, "Hey, that's because of the speed of the convertible, you bastard," which made the rest of us laugh. "Why are you so offended? Don't you guys eat bugs for breakfast or something?" he jeered, thinking he was funny, which was only annoying. But Quan wasn't one to back down, and he responded with a sharp retort, "At least our parents are at the breakfast table, unlike yours." "Stop it, you guys. And Jack, you need to stop throwing insults as a joke." It was clear that Jack's sense of humor had gone too far, so I scolded him for his behavior. "Hey, men joke like that among each other. You're a girl, so you don't know," he said, pouting, feeling insulted by my actions. Henry, who had been quiet the whole time, finally spoke up. "I'm also a man, so how come I don't know about such jokes?" he asked, trying to diffuse the tension and lighten the mood. But Jack was already sulking and pouting, claiming that he was joking and we were being mean to him. We all knew his excuses were invalid, and we couldn't help but laugh while he glared at the road ahead with furrowed brows. Although we knew that Jack's intentions were not to cause harm and that he was trying to be funny, his jokes often crossed the line and were hurtful. We have all been victims of his rude sense of humor, but at the same time, he has had our backs whenever we needed him. So, despite his weird personality, we genuinely cared about him. The four of us were going on a camping trip. There were supposed to be five, but Claire canceled at the last minute, leaving me all alone with these goofs. Henry was the only person who seemed a bit reliable, not because he was my boyfriend, maybe a little because of that, but mostly because he acted more maturely than others when he needed to.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We reached the campsite around 5 in the evening and set up our tents. Nobody else was around in that area except for us, which was fine since we would probably be louder than a truck horn. So, who got the booze? Jack asked, glancing in the direction of Quan. He pointed toward the car, and the two of them went to the car with arms locked to bring out the rest of the supplies. I could never understand these guys. Nearly an hour ago, they were like two negatively charged objects, but now they acted like long-lost brothers who had never quarreled. Releasing a deep sigh, I began to take the food out of my bag. My eyes met Henry, who seemed to be staring at me. "What?" I asked, which made him look away with the embarrassment of being caught. "Nothing," he replied, scratching the back of his neck. I dropped whatever I was doing, walked to him, and looked into his eyes as I asked, "Tell me." "You are just so beautiful that I can't help myself." I smiled while blushing to my ears at his words. "You're so cute." I placed a peck on his lips as I wrapped my hands around his neck, making him pull me and deepen the kiss. I love my dork. "Gross, you two. Get a room. We're here for fun, not puke." I rolled my eyes at Quan's voice and turned to see them laughing while giving each other high fives. "Shut up, idiot," I said while grabbing a matchstick to start a campfire. When another attempt to light the fire failed, Jack laughed as he remarked, "Are you sure you know how to make a bonfire?" I glared at him in frustration, while he playfully laughed, taking a sip from his beer can. Henry came forward to help me, but the fire wasn't starting. That was when I noticed an eerie, thick white fog spreading in our surroundings and swallowing Jack. We heard his scream from a distance, sending chills down our spines. We started calling for him, but he didn't respond. When we were about to go inside the fog to look for him, an old man emerged. He was wearing all white, had a long white beard, and his eyes were closed. He was giving off an ominous vibe. Suddenly, a chill ran down my spine when a part of his beard grew longer and grabbed Henry by his throat. And before I could blink, it pulled him in, and I heard a snap, which made me scream in terror. The man opened his eyes, which were white without any pupil or iris, and his mouth wider than a shark, before putting Henry's head in it, while the beard consumed the rest of the body. He then started crunching his head. The gruesome sight made me shudder in horror, making me so sick that I was ready to throw up when Quan grabbed my hand and started running. I was so horrified that I couldn't process what was happening. And that was when I felt Quan's hand being pulled away from me. I turned to see a white beard wrapped around him. I didn't want to let him go, too. So I grabbed his hands even tighter and started pulling. But instead, I was the one being pulled toward the man. I saw a single tear fall from his eyes as Quan pulled away his hand to let me escape. I couldn't help but scream his name as I saw him being consumed before I started running. I kept running and running without looking back until I found the highway. He didn't follow me for some reason, and I don't remember how, but I somehow managed to get to a police station and report everything. They seemed not to believe me, but they still assured me they would look for my friends. After getting to my apartment, I felt sick and couldn't eat or sleep for days. I even threw up multiple times. When I finally managed to sleep, I found myself getting chased by the same old man whose mouth was open, and he was this close to catching me when I woke up panting, covered in sweat. The police never found my friends, and after what happened to them, I know they never will. But despite being able to escape it that night, I'm still getting chased by him every time I close my eyes.
Growing up, my favorite thing in the world was going fishing with my two older brothers. We lived in a very rural area and would often hike out into the woods to go to various creeks to go fishing. We never really caught anything big in the creeks, but it wasn't as much about what we caught as much as it was about spending time with your brothers fishing. Stereotypically, we always got up way early in the morning on fishing day. We would begin hiking out to whichever creek we were going to and would watch the sun as it stole across the sky. It would be fully light outside as we got to where we were headed to. The scariest thing to ever happen on a fishing trip, of course, happened the first time that we had gotten to a new creek. We had set out that morning, determined to go further into the hills than we normally did. We passed by one or two of our regular fishing spots and kept going deeper and deeper into the woods. We found an absolutely amazing spot. It was thickly wooded, but the creek was huge. It was beautiful and even had a fallen tree stretched out over it. After we determined that it was sturdy enough, the three of us made our way over to the other side of the creek. We sat our stuff out and began to fish. The day wore on, and we weren't really catching anything. The fishing got boring after a bit, so we decided to do something we normally didn't do. Like I said, the creek was huge and it was quite deep too, so we decided to put aside our fishing poles and go swimming in the creek. I really don't know how long we had been swimming when I noticed that our middle brother stopped doing anything and began staring off in the woods. Our oldest brother asked him what was wrong, and he just motioned to the woods. "There's someone out in the woods, watching us," he said. My first thought was that some pervert was out there watching us, but when I followed my brother's finger pointing out towards the woods, those thoughts quickly evaporated. Standing off in the trees was a huge man. It wasn't too dark that we couldn't make out some of his features. He was wearing jeans and a flannel shirt, which struck me as odd, as it was pretty warm out. He had a baseball cap on his head that was sitting low over his face. But the most striking feature he had was that he was holding what looked to be a rifle or shotgun in his hand. We weren't sure what to do. Going into the woods, we knew that we were trespassing. We never actually knew whose property we were on, but we did know that the places that we hiked and fished on didn't belong to us. Except up until this point, we had never gotten caught before. Both of us younger boys looked at our brother for instruction as to what to do. He seemed just as worried as we did, though, and didn't give us any direction. He just kept looking at the man standing there and watched. My brother suggested we try and get ourselves over to our stuff, take it, and leave. However, this was daunting because that was the side of the creek the guy was on. We slowly made our way over to our things. However, before we got to shore, an old hag came running out of the woods, shrieking like a freaking banshee. I got startled and fell back into the water, struggling until my middle brother pulled me back up again. The old nasty woman actually ran over to our things, our poles, and our clothes. She started grabbing the things and screaming, "Mine, mine, mine, mine!" She was gathering all of our things in her arms, dropping a few of them when she had too much in her arms.
"Yay, stop that!"
my oldest brother yelled, and began to try and move faster to the shore. My middle brother reached out and put his hand on his shoulder and pointed back to the big guy in the woods. When we moved back towards the shore, he began moving closer, and he held the gun up as he walked.
"Holy shit!"
I distinctly remember yelling.
"We're sorry we trespassed on your property,"
my middle brother shouted, but they didn't pay any attention to us.
"He's not gonna shoot us,"
my oldest brother said, and began moving towards the old hag to get his things. As he did, though, the old woman saw him, and she took a fillet knife out of her pocket and started waving it at my brother.
"I'll cut you,"
she screamed at him, her arms still overflowing with our things. By now the big hillbilly was by the shore of the creek, and he had the shotgun cocked and was pointing it at my oldest brother. He, of course, stopped in his tracks. It was a tense moment as we stood cold in the water with this guy pointing his gun right in our faces. Once the woman had gathered up our clothes and fishing gear in her hands, the guy said one thing to us.
"Get."
We didn't have to be told twice.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All three of us swam to the other side of the creek, got out of the water, and got out of there. It sucks because we had to walk through the woods in nothing but soaked shorts. We didn't even have shoes, and the twigs and rocks and leaves hurt our feet. But we were too scared to even consider going back. We fortunately did not get chewed out for losing our stuff. Our dad told us that there are some messed up people out in the woods, and we had to be careful. It was a long time, though, before we were brave enough to go fishing again.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.